Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce Mayor Wyman Williams. Wyman, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Good morning. We like to talk with Wyman after the city council has met, and they have met in the past couple of days. So it's kind of not a real flashy agenda here, Wyman, but some significant things. You accepted the financial audit that was for the year ending last September, and you liked what you heard from that.
Oh, absolutely. The audit was clear of any exceptions. The processes that we have established for accounting for the city's income and expenses is working very well, so we got an excellent report. We're proud to receive it. And as we are seeking a new city manager, it gives confidence to a candidate that they can come in and rely on the numbers that they see. And that's such an important thing for a city to be able to market itself with accurate information about financial standing.
Mm-hmm. And that process, I hadn't thought about that for a while, but you're still in the process of recruiting a new city manager.
Right. We got a report that our brochure advertising the job is out, and so far we've gotten a dozen qualified applications, so that's encouraging. And we will be seeking more applications, but it's an ongoing process.
Okay. There's a couple of items on here referring to water treatment filter repair project, and that's don't want to get too deeply into that, but that's something that is at least you've been able to accomplish, and that just gives me an excuse to ask you about the water situation in general, because we were hearing a lot about water quality a while back, and
sure.
Not hearing too much about that now.
Well, and that's good. As far as the repair to the facility, the treatment facility, there was a filter tank that had been leaking over a long term, and we located a company that had a process that could repair it at a very reasonable cost, and that has been completed. But back to the water quality, I like to remind folks that it's been over 2 years before since you received a card saying that your water did not meet all expectations by the state, and that's been corrected, and we're 2 years into it being as it should be.
You were getting a little tired of being asked that question there a year or two back.
Absolutely, because even though it did not meet limits, it was not a clear and present danger to anyone. But it was nagging, and it created doubt into our processes. That's been repaired.
And they had to send out those notices for a certain period of time.
Absolutely. Every quarter they had to send it out. If we didn't have all three of our checkpoints up to their expectations, and we had one that didn't have enough capacity to clean out older water, it deteriorated, and we failed. But no one was using the water, and that was the problem. We didn't have customers on that portion of the line. We have now created a program of flushing it, and it is up to standard.
We're talking with Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce, and you just like to remind people, just hey, you haven't seen one of those cards now for quite some time.
That's right.
Because out of
and
sight,
they forget. Oh, I got one yesterday. No, you didn't.
Out of sight, out of mind. So so just take note of that. Well, let's see what else. Now you've got a sales tax report from the acting city manager, and you say that looks pretty good, relatively speaking.
Well, considering what most cities are experiencing with loss of sales tax due to the pandemic, we have been fortunate. Our current month's report is, of course, every month's report is reporting sales 2 months ago. So that was in the heart of the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
And we did quite well by maintaining sales tax total and property tax. We're actually ahead of budget on collection of property tax from last year. So the pandemic has not done to us yet what has happened to most other cities, and we're still on budget, and we hope that that will continue as we reopen the economy.
Yeah, well, that is good news indeed. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So, just in a minute or so left, coronavirus update to relate to what we were just talking about. But I guess you're seeing more cases. But
we get daily reports from the county on cases and whether they're are being treated at home or whether they're in the hospital. And, you know, our county's reporting on that is outstanding. And I just have to compliment people in commerce have been exceptionally observant of the suggestions on how to prevent infection, because we have fared quite well. In fact, our county has fared quite well. In the last couple of weeks, we've seen increases in numbers of cases. However, a lot of that's due to increased testing and also the quick return of the test. We get a lot of reports much quicker than we did initially. But for a county of over 90,000 folks, we have a relatively low number of infections.
Good.
But that does not mean we can back off.
Right.
It's summertime has not reduced the threat. And we've got to remember, we've got to continue to do the things we've been doing that work.
Understood. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Well, thank you, John Mark.
Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.